kol she kurim lo ima ima. People call a mother mother, the yena bush, you should not embarrass. That's called already some of the zignosa. When they call already, oh, they call a mother, like otherwise sometimes they're embarrassed, and they get that old already, it doesn't bother them anymore. Reb Zerub, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchok, like this. Chadoma one says, it means to say, kol shena makpedis, it doesn't bother her, that's all. The Chadoma one says, no, kol shena bush, she's not embarrassed when they say mother, mother. My benai, what's the difference? Igabanai, in the case of Boisha, she would be embarrassed, but Vienna Makpedis, it doesn't really bother her. So these things are called somewhat Lezaknosa, that she misses three times now, so after that, Labadin of Dayashosa. The other one says, what's called an Oino? If she misses three Oino, that she has a din of Dayashosa, how much is called an Oino? Some Rashloka says, Mishum Rav Yudin, Rav Yudin, Siyam, Oino Beinanis, which means, Shloshim Yoim, if she skips, she does not sleep for 30 days, that's called one Oino. So it happens three times, that's called three Oinos. For Rav Omer Rav Chizda, Eschem Yoim. It means no, Anayna means 20 days. If she skips 20 days, we must really be like Pligas, no Machlekes, we're like Pligi. Mark and Chosh of Yumei Tum of Yumei Tyra. One includes not only the 20 days of Tyra, but also the 7 days of Nidus and the 3 days that she could become a Zava. Omar, the one that says 20, like a Chosh of Yumei Tum, it's not including those 10 days, but really it's Anayna means 30 days. Therefore, she skipped 90 days. That's the locha. Then she has locha with the kena that she's mislekes domin. But if she sees after that, that first time she'll see, there'll be a din of dayishoso. She'll only be tummy from then on, not from miyesleis. Turn around, learn like this. The kena shavrule shalashonis. That says the kena, an older lady that passed by three periods of time, or 30 days, 90 days passed by. And she didn't see. And then Verosa, and then she did see Dan. So Locher is Dayashosa, the din of the Mishnah. She's only talking Mikan Labo, not the Mafraya. What happened was, the Oidov, it happened a second time, that Overleh Shalashainas, she skipped 90 days, she did not see. Verosa, and then again, she saw after 90 days. So again, Dayashosa, again, she's only talking from Dino, not from Meis Lace. It happened a third time now. The Yod of Shaloshanis, again it happened that she missed 90 days. For Rosh, and then after 90 days she saw her again. So now the locher is Harei Kechol HaNoshim. She has a locher like a regular Nisha. She's not considered Muslekes Damin. But rather she's like a Kaveh or something, a new vest now, that she skips 90 days, that's all. But after 90 days she's the Cheskes to see Dam. And therefore when she does see Dam now after 90 days, she'll be Tami back to Mafraya 24 hours, or else in a kidlub kida. If she made a bedika before that, she'll only be telling me up until the bedika. Now, the Gemara says, for Loisha Kivna, not that these three periods of 90 days that she skipped was exactly the same time, not every time that she skipped exactly 90 days. El afilu pichsa v'afilu v'haisiroi. Even if one time it was 91 days, one time it was 93 days, it doesn't make a difference. But as long as it happens now three times, so he's saying now, she's still the cheska to see Dam, and therefore she has loch of a meis leis. She's not considered a dayishosa. Swor says, what are you saying, afilu piches, that even if she sees a little bit less, a little bit more, for lemi boy, and not only kivno, not only if she saw the exact same time, the question is why adarabba? If each time she saw with the exact same amount of interval, let's say she saw after 90 days three times, is so then Kovula Vesta, Adarabba. She's sitting like she has a Vest Kavura right now. She saw the last three times every 90 day. If so, Vedaya Shosa, it would not be a din of Mies Lace, but rather should be an Isha now with a Vest, then a din would be Daya Shosa. So what are you telling me, like, not only Kivna, but even Pichsa? If I can't. If it would have been Kivna, then she would not have a din of Mies Lies. So, Mazachita, maybe you want to tell me Rabbanin, this price goes according to Rabbanin, the Polagilad Rabdoisa, the Yaga and Rabdoisa, the whole Diyarma that they say, even an Isha, Sheesh Laves, is still Matama Mies Lies. So, you want to tell me then here, even though it's Kivna, still will have a Tumma Mies Lies, because we do not hold from the Ves Kavua to make into Dayashosa. So, Mazachita says, no, still, Yibcha Mibor, the Shira said the opposite way. The Lema said like this, for Loisha Pichsav Asiru, not only the cases you saw less and more, El Afilu Kivno, rather, even if it was the exact same time each time, even though it's a Veskavua, still we say that she has a tum of Meis Leis. That would have been a bigger chiddush to teach us that even though she has a Veskavua, still it's Meis Leis. So what is rather the Gizra should be like this. Tani Loisha Pichas Vesir Nechvami, not only that she saw less and she saw more, that's when we say it's a tum of Meis Leis, El Afilu Kivno. But even in a case when she saw exactly the same amount each time, she saw a 90-day interval that she has a Ves Kavua, still we're going now like the Rabbanan Shita, that she would be Tom and Mies the Ace. The boy Yisem and other Terrors could be like this. Hokey, come, this is the brace I mean to say. For Loisha Kivna, not that she saw the exact same amount of an interval, because then she, if it happened three times, she has a Ves Kavua, and then the din is a Daya Shosa, not Mies the Ace. Only rather the case here is, Shepichsa v'asiru, here the case is, Shepichsa, that she saw a little bit less once, versus next time a little bit more. Avo kivna v'enachnami, in the case where she saw each interval the exact same amount of time, enachnami then kabul avesas, she's called an isha sheesh lovest, then the din would be v'day yishosa, and she'll only be tummy mekar labor, not meyes leis. Umani, who does the brace go like? Rabbi Daisy, the brace goes then according to Rabbi Daisy. Now Rashi learns here that the Gemara says Pichsa Vasira a little bit less, a little bit more. Rashi learns Pichsa Vasira means first time she saw 91 days, second time 92, third one 33. Rest the opposite way. First 93, then 92, and then 91. So Toys asked this for a question, because we will have the Gemara later on, we'll see in Samach Dalid. Toys said this is a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If that's called a vest or not, and here we're going now for sure it's not called a vest. So we'll see. Vice of the other sheet there is, it's not called a vest yet. You have to see a fourth time that makes it into a vest. Now it says in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer says, Kol Isha Shavra Leho Gimel Einos is also Dayashasan. Lav Dafka, she's a Zakena, an older lady, even a younger lady. If it happens three times that she, three periods she missed, and then she sees, so then is Dayashasan. Tiny would learn like this. Omalhem Rabbi Lezda Chom of Lezda Betachomim. Maisa once happened, Bereba with a young lady, Bereba Achas. Pista, in this place, Hisli. Shev Sika Shalashay Nois, that she stopped seeing a period for three times. Three periods she missed. O Bo Maisa Bechom, and she came to Yeshachom, what's halacha? For Yomu, they told her that the next time she sees, Daish also. She'll only be talking from then on, and not Mies Leis. Omru Lodi said back to them, that ain't Shasat Chakarai, you can't bring me proof. The Chur of Lodz wanted to bring a proof to himself. So they said back to him, there's no proof in that mice. There could be. There was Shasat Chak, was a special heter they gave over there. But usually it's not that way. So where it says now, my Shasat Chak, what was the Shasat Chak? Ikad Yarmi, some say, Shnei Betzeresevi. It was like a hunger year, a famine. Therefore the Chum did not want to be Metama, the tyrant that she made already. So therefore in this case, it will make her to say, Dayashasa. There could be other places in Echanami that there will still be Ma'es Lies. And Ikadiyami, some say, Sam, Tyrus Ofish Le'avide, that she made a lot of Tyrus that day. And therefore, the Choshe Rabbonim Lev said to the Tyrus, the Rabbonim were afraid to Metama the Tyrus, that's why they said Dayashasa. But really, the Locha should have been maybe Ma'es Lies. It should have been the Chumrim of the Rabbonim, just because of this Svara Shasat Chak, the Rabbonim were Makel. The other Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan coming here. We learned in the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, that Maisa once happened again, V'yosa Rebbe K'Rebbe Eliezer. One time Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, there's Tamanisha that did not see for three times, and then she saw, he said that she's Dayashasa. The Yachashinisk, after Rebbe realized that he made a mistake, Omar still he said, Kidaya Reb Loz Lismachalabashasat Chak. Like, since I Paskin that way already, I'll leave it, I'm not going to change it. The question is, my liyachas shniska, what happened to Rebbe? What did he remember, remind himself now? Elaim, if you want to tell him liyachas shniska, you have to remember it. That the ain't a loch Reb Lezer, we don't pass the Reb Elezer. Elik Rabbanu, and the Lord Rabbanu Shita. If so, mamish, we don't pass the Reb Elezer. So, v'shas ha-tchak, heikhi, ovid kavos, even v'shas ha-tchak, like he passed the Rebbe, but it was a mistake. So why didn't he want to retract? Why did he keep it that way? Elik must be like this. Elik, lo yit milchasa, that the pshat of the lacha really was not bais kapaskin clearly like kamar, but like kamar was nice kapaskin in the Mishnah anywhere, either k'reb lezer or not. Therefore, my liachas nisk wasn't mitzvah after Rebbe reminded himself. It means like this: liachas nisk after the reminded himself that the lav yochad poligalay, it's not a yochad that argues on Rebbe Lezer. El rabin, but it's a rabin that argues on Rebbe Lezer. So therefore, it's a smart to say maybe we don't pass like Rebbe Eliezer. So therefore, in the beginning, he didn't realize this, but later he realized this. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. So that's the pshat that he said it wasn't the pshat, it was Eiske Paskin, but just that the klal, usually, the lochas karabim. And therefore, he said, Kedai Reblez, listen to all of Hashas Atchak, like it's not really Eiske Paskin clearly, because sometimes he paskin like a yachid. So therefore, Lechili wouldn't have done it, but since he already paskin the way, he didn't want to retract. Therefore, Rebbe left with like Reblez, the Nisha that missed three times, and then she sees them, he paskin then, and then will be Dayishos and not Meisleis. Tanur Rabbanon left this in the Braisa. What's going to be Tinoikis Shleigi as Manaliros? A young girl that she's less than 12 years old is not the time that she really she should see Dam yet. For Rosa, she did see Dam. So Lachar is Pam Rishon, the first time she sees is Dayashosa. She's still called Muslekas Damin. Shniya, the second time she sees, also Dayashosa. She's still called Muslekas Damin, since it's not really the time for her to start seeing. Shlishis, if she saw a third time, Harega Cholanoshim. So Rashi says, we're going to quote from the Yomar Rebbe sheet that two times is called the Chazaka. See, after she sees two times, now she's Mechesk to see them. And therefore, the third time she sees, she's like regular Nisha, the din is the what? She's telling me backwards 24 hours. Rilsim of Kidl of Kida from the last Badika she made. Overlay, what's going to happen now? She missed now Shalashinus. It went by three periods, she did not see them. For also, then she does see them. Senechami back to the din of Daishasa. Since it's still not really a gi as a man of Leroy's, he's still called Daishasa. Then, again, she skipped 90 days. For also, then she saw up to 90 days, Daishasa. For Yoidovrila happened the third time, Shalashinus, for also, Rei Kacholanoshim. Again, then she's called Kacholanoshim, Omatamim Leh, thanks of Kidlub Kida. This is all by an Isha that's Loyagi as a man of Leroy's. But what's going to be Yukashigi as a man of Leroy's? That's an Isha, she's 12 years old already, comes the time that she's supposed to see, and she didn't see yet. So then, Pam Rishonah, the first time she sees Enechnami, Dayashosam. We say now she's Mislekas Damim, and she's only Tomei Mikan Labo, not Tomafreya. Shni, the second time she sees, Matama Miesle, she's Tamitama Miesle, so Makidu Makidu like a regular Isha. Because since it's a man for to see, so the second time she sees, it's a regular Riyas Dam, she's Tomei Lamafreya Miesle. What's going to be overlay Shalashinus? She skips now three periods she does not see. For us, and then she does see. Again, Dayashosa, she's back to the case of Dayashosa. She's called Mislekas Damim. So that's what the Braisa says. Amma, what we just said before, overlay Shalashinus, if she misses three periods, so Dayashosa. Rashi says this Amma is going back to Gabi Tilekish Legiz Maliris, when she's less than 12 years old. For also, she saw three times, so she's becheskas to see, and then it went by three times she did not see, so in luck as we say, Dayashosa. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next day. Yeah, we'll start your death testimony. Base here, the bottom of the Gemara. Yeah, turn around. So there's Tinoikes Shloyegiyas Manaliros. You have girls that are less than 12 years old, so it didn't come the time yet for them to see their nidus, the period. For also, Salochas, now they see. So, Pam Rishon, the first time they see, Dayashosa. That she's only Tamim from then on, and not from before, because she's Becheskas Muslekas Damim. She doesn't have that much Dam yet, she never saw Dam yet, so therefore the first time she sees, there's no Chumra to go back Meisleis. Shiniya, the second time she sees, also the same thing, still Dayashosa. Since she's a girl that Leigiyas Manalirois, she's not Becheskas to see, so second time also. Shlishis, The third time she sees, then harayka chol anoshim. Then she has loch like any other isha, and umetama meyes liyes, the tumah goes back 24 hours before, or else umepkida lepkida, if she made a bedik within the last 24 hours, that stops, she doesn't go back before than that. So, the Gemara is going to say, we'll assume this price goes according to Rabbi Shita, that after two times it's called the chazaka. So therefore, after she saw two times, she's becheskas to see. So therefore, the third time that she sees, she's like regular Isha, so semi meis leis. What's going to be now, after she saw these three times, now over leh shalosh oynos, she skipped like 90 days, three periods she skipped, she didn't see. If her also, then she sees. So she's back now, dayin shosu, she's back to the way she was before, that she's only tummy from now on. V'yoid, let's happen a second time, v'yoid over leh shalosh oynos, again it happened, she skipped three times, 3 months. For us, and then she saw again after 90 days. So again, the dayin shosu. That still we say that she's becheskes to be meselekes domim, and therefore she's only tomei from mikhan labor. What's going to happen the third time though? The yoid of real shosh and again a third time that she skipped 90 days. For us, and then she saw. So now again, her reka kol anoshim. She's like becheskes now to see once in the 90 days. Therefore, she's not the pshat, she's mesulik dam, she has no dam, but now she's becheskes to see once in 90 days. Therefore, matam leis leis, when she sees now the third time, she has a tum of go back to mafreya meis leis, or the kid lepkid, the rest from left the bika she made. This is all a nisha that's loyigi is mana. What's going to be your kushigi is mana, lirois? Let's say a girl now becomes 12 years old, so now it's normal for her to see, but she never saw yet. So still the locher is palm rishana, the first time that she sees a period is dayashosa. She's only coming from then on, and not from before. There's no din meis leis the first time. That's the din about mishtas called b'sula. That up until she sees, she's becheskes b'meselekes damim. So therefore the first time she sees, it's only mikana labor. But now shniyah, the second time she sees, she's like a normal isha already. Since it's a giyah zmanon, therefore now she's metamim leis leis umkid lukhida. From the second time she sees, that already has a din of a normal riyah, that she's coming back with 24 hours, or the last bedikah was shorter that she made. What's going to be now with this girl? Over the last shalosh oynos, she skipped now 90 days she did not see, for Rosa, and then she did see, Shodai Yishosa. But then she's only tummy from then on, and not from before. The Chur of this branch goes according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer holds any Isha, even though she's not a Zekena, any normal Isha, if she skips three times the period, and then she sees, so she's called Dayashosa. She's only Tomei from then on, and not from before, not Mesliais. So that's what this Bryce says. Bryce goes to Kitsa Koin for Ablezer, and there's a difference whether the girl was 12 years old or less than 12 years old. So Mama, what we just said before the beginning of this Bryce, instead of Rolei Shalosh Oynos Dayashosa. So Rashi says, Oma Ma means going back to Gabitinoike Shalei Yigiz Manaliris. The beginning of the Bryce. You have a girl less than 12 years old, it's not a time for her to see. So she saw once, and so it's Dayashosa. She sees a second time, also Dayashosa. After the third time, then it's called a regular Riya, then she's Becheskes to have Dam, it's Meis Leis. But let's say she skipped, though, three periods. So the din is what? Dayashosa. She only has a Tumah now, Dayashosa, that's all, not before.